Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. At least 11 people were injured in a big fire this morning in Brooklyn that may have been intentionally set.
Many neighbors tell us they feel they escaped this fire in just the nick of time as they were trapped in the hallway of the building as it was filling up with smoke. They say one of their first floor neighbors was having a mental illness episode, and some believe he is the one that lit his own apartment on fire and then tried trapping everyone else by blocking the exit of the building. Lilia Soriano was there.
So I just like yelled fire, and so like, but this individual does have mental illness. We told the landlord multiple times before. So this time he essentially grabbed the door and wouldn't let us open it. So we were stuck in the smoke for a bit.
She says her dad managed to break through and get that door open to get her and everyone else out.
We just pushed him out the way, and then all I could do was scream.
Marilyn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Bushwick.
A man is dead after an argument turned violent in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. Police say 27-year-old Antoine Ruffin had gotten into some kind of disagreement with another man last night outside the Family Dollar on Franklin Avenue and Lafayette Street. And at some point, the other man pulled a gun and fired four shots right into Ruffin's chest. Ruffin was rushed to Kings County Hospital, but sadly, he could not be saved. The shooter, meantime, fled the scene and remains at large. Anyone who knows anything about this is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. And the search is on for a would-be kidnapper in Queens. Police say the suspect walked into a daycare center on Levitt Street in Flushing yesterday afternoon, claimed he was the father of a 3-year-old girl, and said he was there to pick her up. Fortunately, the staff checked the girl's contact list, and when he wasn't on it, they refused to let her go. The man told staff he would wait outside for the girl, but he made a run for it instead. He hasn't been seen since. There's a photo of the suspect at 1010winds.com. If you know who he is or where he might be, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers, 800-577-TIPS. The hunt is on for a pair of car thieves in Brooklyn. Investigators say the suspects jumped into an SUV parked on Atlantic Avenue in Brownsville, Brooklyn a few weeks ago, then drove off with the SUV and its trailer, which was carrying three vintage cars, a 55 Chrysler, a 66 Ford Mustang, and a 68 Camaro. Anyone with information about this is asked to call Crime Stoppers, 800-577-TIPS. Well, it's enough to make you think about getting off the couch and picking up your own food order. New data from the City Department of Consumer Protection says New Yorkers paid an average of $20 million a week in delivery fees the first part of this year, a whopping 58% more than they did the same time last year. Restaurants also paid more in fees over the same period, but their hike was a much more modest 13%. Analysts say the spikes are because of the increased minimum wage for delivery workers who are making higher salaries, even as their tips are going down. It should perhaps also be noted that despite the spike in delivery fees, the number of delivery orders that were made in the city this year is up by 8%. Well, usually when we tell you about someone going on an extra long swim, it's on purpose. This time, it's the story of a man who went for a dip in Queens, got caught in some strong rip currents, and ended up getting rescued hours later near the Jersey Shore.
The mystery here is as deep as the ocean itself. Police in Middletown, New Jersey say a father and son from Port Monmouth who were out fishing Monday morning happened upon a man treading water 2 miles off of Sandy Hook. He claimed he went into the ocean off of Queens Sunday at 11 p.m. and got swept away. Deputy Chief Paul Bailey.
Obviously, he was fatigued and was then brought back to the shore and was seen by medical personnel, but he was not experiencing any signs of hypothermia. He was conscious, alert.
Police might not ever know the full story. They're just glad the man's okay. It is a cautionary tale about ocean currents. Sean Adams, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Port Monmouth.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.